AARP is one of the largest lobbying organizations in the country as well. And they are out there fighting for our rights to age comfortably in this country. So when you pay your $12 a year, you're not just getting discounts in a magazine. You're also sort of offering your contribution to an organization that is fighting on your behalf, whether it's something that you can benefit from now, or it's something that you're planning to benefit from later, or for your loved ones who really, really need to have that pressure applied on the government or other organizations to ensure that they're looked out for. Welcome to the Rich and Regular podcast presented by Success, where we explore life at the intersection of money. I'm Julian.
And I'm Kirsten. And today we're talking about why you should join AARP. But before we jump in, I just want to say thank you to everyone who commented or just sent a little congratulations note or even just liked the post about our thousandth episode. Okay. I'm projecting our 100th episode. You know, podcasting is one of those little interesting mediums because you guys know our voices, but we don't necessarily know yours. So it's always nice when you remind us that you're listening and that you appreciate the metaphor, that, you know, you got the joke that I made, or, you know, that Julian was being soft-spoken again. We appreciate all the feedback.
You guys are quality control. You're our cheerleaders. And you're also the educators of our child, right? So yes. We just found out the other day that actually one of our son's teachers. Shout out to Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
For listening. I told her I was going to give her a heads up. I don't think she believed me. So now you're listening and you realize that this is a real weird cycle of life. The person that you listen to, you also know his son. And now you're listening and
Don't make it weird.
We're all part of the family. It's all a cool thing. Well, she thinks you're funny too, so that's not going to, you know, this isn't going to end well regardless, because it's always going to end in some compliment thrown in your direction. So anyway, I laughed because when you talked about AARP, like again, and I had plans on talking about this. I just wasn't quite sure where I was going to insert it. But like, again, the brand in and of itself is just one of those things that immediately triggers like a very clear visual. And so when you say things like why you should join AARP, it's like, slow down. Like, I'm not there yet.
No, you are.
We're going to talk about why you should actually join AARP. I sincerely doubt we have a lot of people who are actually over 50 listening to our podcast. I'm sure there are some.
I think it's a good portion.
Okay. Well, I don't know how much a good portion is, but my point is there
are
probably
measurement.
Quite a few, since we're using very loosey-goosey terms, who are on both sides of that fence. And so if you're thinking it's not for you, hopefully we are going to convince you that you are wrong and that it's actually one of the coolest things out there, at least by my standards.
Yeah. And y'all know we don't recommend a ton of stuff specifically on here. You know, we talk around things that you might want to consider, things to think about. We talk a lot about the things that we are personally doing. But today we're talking about something that feels like a no-brainer. And that means we are bringing out the big guns. We are using the S word. We are using the word should.
Should.
Because ever since we recorded the coupon episode, what was that, like a couple of weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Julian has been running to the mailbox looking for his AARP card.
Yeah.
And he, you know, this Brooklyn
It's part of the joke. Like, oh, you got your AARP card, right? Yeah. It's like, wow, like I never actually thought that it was a real thing. So I signed up for AARP and I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm going to have an AARP. I can show someone.
Yeah.
Like, I am a member. I'm an active member since February 2023, and I'm proud of it. Here's the card to prove it.
Yeah. He doesn't get excited about much.
I don't.
This little red card, which is a physical card, by the way.
So that was the other thing. Let me just jump right into it, because you're right. I was going to the mailbox, and she'll tell you, like, I never go to the mailbox.
Never.
I stopped going to the mailbox, and it's a bad habit, but it's a good thing because, you know, you do it now.
Thank you for acknowledging your privilege and not checking the mail.
Well, that's part of the deal.
No,
it's not. Like, I'm not going to do
it. It was not in my vows.
Anyway, I started going to the mailbox and I saw it. I got the prompt and it was like, hey, your card is on its way. And what was also interesting is right even after I signed up, I actually had a digital card. So I also have it on my mobile phone in my wallet, just in case I don't happen to have my physical card on me. But like, I am really excited about using it. But to answer that question, yes, you get it. I haven't used it yet. I'm waiting for our next travel. I'm still in my mind, like getting processing. Accustomed to the fact that I can get a discount on everything. but I haven't used it yet. But what I thought was interesting, and this may not be a surprise to anyone who checks the mail, but I went to the mailbox and there was a ton of coupons in there. And one of them came from one of the properties, the hotels that we stayed at. And they were like, of course, inviting us to come back. And here's a special rate. And I was sitting there doing the math. I was like, well, I mean, I could use your special code, right? I need to do the math. I was like, I can either use this promo code that you're asking me to use, or I can use my shiny new AARP card, because I'm pretty sure I can get 10% off your best rate. Can you beat that
bargaining power,
right, without any seasonality or blackout dates or any of that stuff? So I was like really excited about it, but yeah, it's a real thing. I have it in my pocket, I have it on my phone. Okay. It's, you know,
all right, so let's back the bus up and add some context for those that are unfamiliar. AARP, which is formerly known as the American Association for Retired Persons, but is now trying to go by ARP, which rhymes with harp, which it also it also kind of reminds me of how BBRO bought all those Super Bowl commercials trying to get us to pronounce it Verbo. But it's always going to be AARP.
You should have started with that.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to. But anyway, AARP is an interest group that focuses on issues for people over 50. And it's got this really interesting origin story, depending on who you ask. Some people say that it actually evolved from the National Retired Teachers Association, which was originally established to provide health insurance for retired teachers. Mm. Back in the day, if you were over 65, private companies could deem you uninsurable, and dozens of companies did, until one, Continental Casualty, agreed to offer coverage. And so the founder of the National Retired Teachers Association took her success with teachers and expanded it to everyone. And that's what became the American Association of Retired Persons, or AARP. So more people could gain, you know, insurance benefits that were previously limited through this membership that is AARP. That was one version of the story. The other version of the story is a little more cynical, and it's that AARP was created as a marketing campaign, and it was ultimately the product of the founder of the National Retired Teachers Association and an insurance company, and it was only created to sell insurance to older Americans. It doesn't really matter how it started, because the organization's mission today and what they work on today is dedicated to improving the lives of people as they age.
Yeah. And so since we're going back in the day, right, for good reason why people think about ARP, I'm going to try my best to say ARP or AARP.
No. Why do you do ARP. That with your face when you say
Because I can't even say ARP without like scrunching up my face. ARP sounds weird. I'm just going to say AARP, no disrespect to anyone who works for them. But yeah, like it's a very well-known brand. I think it's associated with older people. And I think back in the day, they used to require that you were a retired person in order to be a member. They've since changed that. And so going back to what we were saying, like why literally everyone should just sign up and get a membership like me, this is one of those things that they've changed. And I think it's really, really cool. So membership is $1 a month. Like, it's $12 a year. This is like their base level.
They actually have a flash sale right now at the time of recording.
You can get it for less than $12.
And it's $9.
It's $9.
So I don't know if it'll still be $9 when this comes out.
Grab it while it's hot. But like $9, $12. And that's just the 1 year. I think you can save more money if you just sign up for like a multi-year, 2 year, 3 years. Like there's all these different things. So what do you get with that? Let's just assume we're talking about the base level plan or membership. You get a free second household membership. So like right off the top, right? Yeah. Like you're a member, you sign up,
you get a
free membership that you can give it to. I gave mine to my lovely wife. I'm already reconsidering this because I feel like you could literally just get in on my membership and I could give the second one to like someone else. But anyway, you got your card. Enjoy it. I hope you keep it in your one of your many purses. So you get a free second household membership. The second thing you get is a free subscription to AARP magazine. And I'm actually really looking forward to getting that for a couple of reasons. One, it's incredible content, like incredible,
we'll get to that,
well-written articles. Kirsten's actually written for them several times. So that's really, really cool. And of course, this is the big one, which is where your financial life comes in. You get literally like hundreds of discounts on things like groceries, travel, and like a bunch of other services. Like you could say and more, but like even that, like it doesn't even make sense. Yeah. There's an insane amount of discounts that you get through being a member. And so we said that this was going to be the what, 5 things. We're never really good at that. There are probably at least like 10 things,
yeah,
but there are like 5 categories of things that we're going to talk about, which highlight why you should become a member of ARP.
Yeah. So saving money is the first reason. To Julian's point, there are tons of reasons. The member guide is literally 28 pages of single-spaced PDF that outlines all of the benefits. And I don't know if y'all have looked at flight prices recently, but they're back up to 2021 levels. So yeah, you can go listen to our podcast from 2021 about how crazy flight prices can get. But if you're like us and thinking about spring break or summer travel, this is one area where the membership can pay for itself. They offer really generous rental car discounts, like up to 30% with Avis. There are several big hotel chains that offer discounts like Hilton and IHG. If you're more of a vacation package purchaser, they partnered with Expedia to create this website called the AARP Travel Center. And it pulls in all the data from everybody they have a discount with and allows you to search, compare prices, and even book from one site instead of trying to cobble it together on your own.
Yeah.
And again, these are discounted hotels, not necessarily discount hotels,
right?
So even if you like a more luxury experience, those options are on there. St. Regis, Lowe's Hotel, even the Encore at Wynn in Vegas, it's all on there.
Yeah, you got a family. I believe I saw Nickelodeon Suites was on there. Mm-hmm. So again, I mean, I'm pretty sure like just saying that term, like somebody said, say what? Because they've
let me go
gone
check
there, or they were planning on going, or you know, one of your kids' friends went, now all of a sudden your kid's feeling the pressure, like just that thing, right? So the discounts on hotels, it ranges from about 5% up to 10% off the best available rate. We all know that hotel rates fluctuate depending on the day. Using your ARP membership, you can using your AARP membership, you can basically get a 5 to 10% discount like right off the bat. And to your point, it includes everything. It's not just, you know, hotels or motels. It's extended stay,
cruises,
luxury properties. There are cruise lines. Now, I will say with cruises, the mainstream brands are not there. It was more so like niche European, you know, want to get on a cruise the Rhine River in France. Like,
again, interesting selection. If you're an older person and you ain't doing nothing else.
My point is, it's not for your, I just want to go to the Caribbean on a 3-day cruise getaway.
Yeah.
You're not going to see those things, but you know, Alaska and those kinds of things, like they were all there. Okay, so travel. I think like without question, like that is the number one reason why you should join AARP. Second reason you should join is, and I'm going to take a hard left here, is for the members only content. When I say members only, my mind immediately goes to the jacket. This is not what I'm talking about. Like, there is content. There is a library of things that AARP provides its members that is so well curated. I think it's really, really like some of the best stuff out there. And I'm also glad that it is like one of the few resources out there that caters specifically to an aging population. So everything from book recommendations to guidance on how to craft a condolence letter.
Or like it's a great article.
Watercoloring, like hand lettering, like all kinds of things that you just don't see anywhere else are there, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a true world of content just for folks who like those kinds of things, and specifically like those who are getting up there in age. It is hard to like log in anywhere, like quite frankly, on the internet and not be bombarded with political divisiveness or just general negativity. And when you go to AARP, like you don't see that. They're a nonpartisan nation. It was just like a breath of fresh air. Every time I go to that website, I'm like reminded of this brand, reminded of this organization, and I just kind of want more of it. Not even just for myself, but even when I think about my mom, if I'm being honest, I think she struggles with curating content and finding things. Like I'll share a Netflix password with her or a Hulu password with her. Come to think of it, I may not even be able to share my Netflix password with her
longer. AARP membership.
I'll give her an AARP membership and say, hey, you can check this stuff out.
For the price of 1 month, you can get a year's worth of content.
Right. But the point is, like, she struggles. Like, I can give her access to that library. It's not catered towards her. So the things that she might be interested in aren't going to be sort of bubbled up to the front. And of course, you could create a profile and all that stuff. But the point is, this stuff is literally catering to their interests, their style, all of that stuff. One of the things that I also really, really liked, they literally had a page or a resource called Staying Sharp. And it was an entire set of things like puzzles and recipes and articles, videos, tips that were all centered around helping to keep her brain or the older population's brain healthy. And it was just like mental exercise, basically, for aging population, which I thought was fantastic. Like my mom already does a couple of these things, like crossword puzzles. And every now and then I'll see her playing like Candy Crush. But this would be like a much more diverse set of things to do and to read, just to really ensure that like she's getting quality content and like things that I think are really exercising her brain. So I'm looking forward to sort of perusing it, but I'm really looking forward to sharing it with my mom. So that's number two, just all the really, really great content that they have out there.
Yeah, we always say that it's important to imagine what you're retiring to and how your days will be filled when you're no longer working. Mm-hmm. And their content really jogs my imagination in a different way. Like yesterday, I read a really captivating article about trimming bonsai. And I was like, wow, let me add that to my future hobbies list. Never considered it to be a hobby. But after reading this article, I'm like, I can see how that would become a thing when you don't have like a little kid to fuss over. But even if you can't apply it to yourself, there's something nice about leaning on the expertise of their editorial team to help you come up with conversations and suggestions for the older folks in your life.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you're dealing with intergenerational relationships, it can be like grasping for straws when it comes to things to talk about or even just offering age-appropriate advice. And I really like that their content kind of bridges that gap for me.
Yeah, I do too. Man, I thought it was fantastic. I mean, again, I think about CBS, for example, and it's like, imagine if CBS like wasn't a network, because sometimes they zag and they get into like some of this crazy stuff too. But it's like, this is just like a really, really good like treasure trove of resources. So I really think that that's one of the great perks. Okay, so that's two. The third reason why signing up for AARP or ARP is a no-brainer, and it's because of their loyalty program, right? So when you think about loyalty program, most people think, you know, credit cards, or maybe you're thinking like your favorite restaurant. AARP actually has a rewards program, and it's called AARP Rewards. And you might be thinking, all right, well, this is where the hack comes in. Is it a credit card? It's not that. Like, it's literally like a true rewards program. And again, I think they know that they've got a really great stuff, but they're just trying to like offer an incentive to get people to visit the site some more, to like really share the good word and spread the good word. And so that's exactly what they do. They basically give you points whenever you do something on AARP, right? Yeah. And I don't mean like, oh, I'm going to go to a restaurant and I use my AARP card. It's not a credit card. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, you really like this article? Well, read another one. Did you really like this program? Well, take the free assessment. Mm-hmm. Like, they really want to entice you to do the thing, to make it difficult for you to ignore it and then get sucked into all the other crap that's out there. So that's really, really cool. And they have hundreds of them. Like, I'm not talking about like one little page or like two things. They've got quizzes. They've got fitness tracking. They've got all kinds of videos. And when you complete any of these exercises, you'll see that. And I'm like, oh, we'll take this quiz for 300 points. I think I literally signed up, like just for signing up. And I got 3,750 points.
Well, members get bonus points. So anyone can participate in the AARP rewards program, but members get exclusive prizes to redeem your points for, and they get bonus points.
Right. So what can you redeem them for? Well, it's like the same things you could with any other loyalty program. Little sweepstakes here. You get little local deals. You can get discounts on gift cards to places like Kroger or Barnes & Noble, Uber, like all kinds of things that I think, again, might entice an older person to do something that they may not normally want to do. But again, even us, right? You could also, which I've always loved when organizations offer this as an option, is giving you the option to sort of cash out your points and use that to offer a donation to a favorite charity of yours. So again, this is a really, really interesting third reason why I think AARP is a bit of a no-brainer, why it needs to be on the top of your list. The last thing I will say, and this is more so leaning on a matter of sensitivity to older people being on the internet, especially if they're uncomfortable with technology. What I love about AARP is that it's like a trusted place, right? It's non-biased, but it's like not a scammy place. Like, no, it's not going to be flooded.
There's nobody going to be in their DMs.
There's no one there doing any of that other stuff.
The games that you play, don't send your data to Russia.
Correct.
Like, you're not at risk of
being bombarded with ads, right? So like the discomfort, let's just be honest, that many of us have with like the older Facebook. Generation being on Facebook and some of these other social. Well, you know, I don't know. Somebody might work for Facebook.
Oh, okay, like, my bad.
You know, I don't want to disrespect it. I'm on Facebook. But the reality is every other scroll is somebody else. Yeah. Or maybe or every other day I'm watching older people that I'm friends with on Facebook saying, hey, if you got a note for me, it wasn't me. Yes. Right. Like, you're not going to get that when you're a member of AARP. And so I think that's one of the other reasons why I would say it as a resource, but also as a bit of a community, exactly. Puts it at the top of my list.
Okay, we've talked about the price. We've talked about the savings, both for special occasions and everyday purchases. We've talked about the content. We've talked about the rewards program. And now we're going to talk about the tools and the resources, okay. Which is the fourth reason to find $1 a month. Now, we get asked all the time, is it too late for me? Or we'll hear a story from a person in their 50s who might be starting over after a divorce or an illness,
yeah.
Or maybe they're reprioritizing investing now that they're an empty nester. And the first question they have is, what resources do we have for them? Where should they start? And I'm telling you, AARP is a great place. One, because they have experts who know the 50 plus workforce like the back of their hands. So if you're looking for full-time or part-time work to supplement your income, they have a job board, and they even have a full resume writing package that you can participate in and get a discount off if you are a member. Two, they're also at the forefront of training an aging workforce on what age discrimination looks like and what options you have for handling bias at work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, age harassment and age discrimination are both illegal, but it's one of those things that just kind of gets swept under the rug because a lot of people are not reporting it. And that culture of not reporting it has its own consequences. According to the EEOC, age-based harassment claims have more than tripled between 1992 and 2017. And so AARP is kind of leading the forefront, leading the discussion on teaching an aging workforce, like, hey, this is what it looks like. Your boss is not allowed to say that to you. They're not supposed to ask you that in an interview. If this is happening in your ratings and reviews during the annual review process, like, here are your options. Here's how you report it. Here are your legal options. Here's what I would advise for you.
Yep.
And so I think that's a really, really important resource for people who are still working in today's environment.
You know, even when we launched our platform, I remember being really concerned for the aging population, the older folks, even the folks that were still working, right? They weren't necessarily older, but they were entering their golden age. And we started thinking about all of these resources. And I'm glad we didn't, because I would have just ultimately found AARP and said, oh, well,
they've already done it.
It's a lot easier for me to just, instead of me trying to learn these things on their behalf to sort of help them at this different point in their life, it's a lot easier to just point them to an organization where the tools have already been tried and trusted and tested,
mm-hmm.
and that's great. But even beyond workplace tools, they also have, well, I guess, what you can call lifestyle tools.
Yes.
If you guys have been following us for a while, you know that I am a bit of a geek with respect to AR and VR. That's augmented reality and virtual reality. And a couple years ago, AARP released what's called HomeFit, which is a free augmented reality app for iOS systems that can basically scan a room and suggest improvements to help them turn their home into something that they can grow old in more comfortably without worrying about safety and mobility risks. And
yeah.
So if you think about what, you know, Amazon does right now, if you're thinking about, oh, well, what does this thing look like? What might it look like on your bookshelf or on this thing? You sort of, that's what augmented reality is. Maybe you've never even used it, but if you haven't, that'll be a good, I think, first start. But it's a really, really helpful tool that just, again, helps people and I think teaches them, which is what keeps them sharp. It's probably one of the benefits that I think gets lost among the savings hypes, but AARP is one of the largest lobbying organizations in the country as well. And they are out there fighting for our rights to age comfortably in this country. So when you pay your $12 a year, you're not just getting discounts in a magazine. You're also sort of offering your contribution to an organization that is fighting on your behalf, whether it's something that you can benefit from now or it's something that you're planning to benefit from later, or for your loved ones who really, really need to have that pressure applied on the government or other organizations to ensure that they're looked out for. A couple of years ago in 2021, they championed stimulus checks and pushed Treasury to make automatic deposits for as many people as possible. AARP are part of the groups who lobbied officials to make older adults a priority for vaccine distribution because they were the most vulnerable. They secured additional funding for Meals on Wheels and SNAP programs to try to help households experience experiencing food security, and they helped secure an additional $27.4 billion in rental assistance to protect individuals from being displaced. They also fight against policies that might be harmful to older Americans as the government is looking for places to cut back in tough times, and they still have a lot to do. They're still fighting for caps on things like drug prices. Mm-hmm. We just saw Eli Lilly cap insulin at $35, which is a really, really huge win for those out there who need that. And so, yeah, it's there's a lot. I mean, like, yeah, it's a massive, massive organization. I looked them up on LinkedIn, and I want to say it said like 5,000 employees or something like that.
Yeah,
like
there's 36 massive, million members.
Yeah, so, massive, massive yeah. organization, like tons and tons of stuff that they do. And so all of the above, I think, are like really, really important. And again, in a world where the needs of our aging population are often overlooked, I think this is one of the organizations that I think are really doing great work. And again, also extend those benefits to people who are younger than 50. Like, I'm younger than 50,
yes,
and I still get to take advantage of all this really great stuff. So yes, it's really cool.
And I think that long laundry list of stuff, and again, like, we left stuff off. This organization is always fighting for our rights as Americans, not political. And by the way, this is not a sponsored episode. This is just informational to tell you what $12 a year gets you access to. That's what they're doing on the big macro level. But even on the individual level, they're creating tools like their money map tool to help people figure out how to manage unexpected bills and debt. And mm-hmm. I think tools like the money map tool are the future. So let me tell you, this is your fifth reason or six. I don't even know what number we're on.
I told you, there's no way.
The Money Map tool is a free tool, and the data is encrypted. So privacy, again, like we were talking about earlier, is not a concern here. But unlike an investment calculator or a general retirement planner, which kind of focus on the life that you want, the life that you're building towards, this tool is about dealing with unanticipated financial emergencies like a medical expense or a car or a home repair. Mm-hmm. And that's really important because when you look at what causes financial setbacks, it's things like that. They did a survey, which is another thing your membership buys you access to, these surveys that they commission specifically for their audience. But they did a survey and they found the median financial challenge for adults 30 and older is between $3,000 and $4,000. And 44% of people who said they experienced one of these financial challenges also said that recovery takes more than 6 months, will take more than 6 months. So when you think about what this tool doesn't actually like spit out money to make the problem go away, but it does steer you from making decisions in the moment that will actually leave you worse off.
Yeah.
Either financially speaking or ruining your long-term goals or even just affecting your credit score. So what it does is it helps you visualize all of your debts in one place. You get to make a plan to pay them down, including which debts to pay off first and how much. And you can also play around with interactive budgeting tools. You can create savings goals, spending plans, all kinds of stuff. And it's available in Spanish. So when you think about self-guided tools and a way to kind of foster empowerment among people who might usually feel left out of a conversation because they're not coming into it looking for investment advice or a retirement savings calculator, this is a tool that allows them to work with the problems that they experience in their everyday lives and at least get some sort of guidance on how to tackle a financial challenge.
Yeah, listen, you hit the nail on the head. Like, there's no way that we could talk about all the things. I want to add one more before we get to the final thought. This is the next to final thought, right? So one of the other, I don't want to call it a perk, but like really cool things, let's just say, that they do is that you can also volunteer through AARP, right? I don't think people think about them that way. I think, again, most people think of it as just like a program that extends discounts. But again, they're a nonprofit organization. You can volunteer through AARP. You can do things like help older Americans, you know, learn how to drive safer or provide caregiver support. If you happen to host or be really good at the physical fitness, like, you can help with those things. If you're really good at doing taxes, you can extend your services to people who kind of need some guidance or help. Even if you're not comfortable doing this in person, they literally offer virtual volunteering so that you can help these people who need help. Again, like,
you can lead webinars or even join in webinars to, like,
you can just jump in and be the expert, mm-hmm. you know, for that particular day, like all kinds of stuff. And again, I think about my mom. Like, my dad is a bit more secure. My mom is not so much. And so we support her. She has obviously some friends and those kinds of things. But just in the last gosh, couple of months. Like, I know she's had an oil leak that she had to get fixed. She had to replace her catalytic converter. A couple months ago, I think she had a chipped tooth and mm-hmm. I had to force her to like go get it fixed. She just had to get an MRI done. She's got knee tightness from an ongoing issue. Like, these things don't stop, mm-hmm. right? And so you need support. You need tools. Every little bit helps. If you're just trying to get a discount at your local Walgreens or CVS, which again,
or learn about an org that you can apply for a grant from,
like take a class,
yeah,
like keep you engaged, like in community, like all of those things that are really, really important for elders are really, really cool. And I think also, again, sort of changing gears a little bit, like in focusing on people like us, like people who are part of that sandwich generation, which if you're unfamiliar with that term, it's the people who find themselves a bit financially strained because they are supporting not just themselves, but they are supporting children under the age of 18 and an adult over the age of 65. We're like stuck in the middle of this really uncomfortable financial sandwich, right? And like, it's really, really difficult. And it's part of the reason why so many people feel stressed out. Organizations like this, tools like this, resources like this really help to sort of bridge the gap in communication. So instead of you trying to understand and trying to communicate something in a way that makes sense for that aging population, it's so great to just have a tool like this that mm-hmm. you can point them to and say, look, I don't understand all the details, but here's something that I trust or somewhere that I trust and I think would be a really, really great starting point for you. And so if nothing else, I think it really just helps to create some ease for the low, low price of $1 a month. I know you got it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah, you definitely.
If you listen to this podcast, you can afford it.
All right. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Kick us off.
So my final thought is just a reminder that we are at an inflection point in our society where 1 in 6 Americans are caregivers. And we need to find ways to demand policymakers to come up with sustainable solutions like workplace flexibility, long-term care improvements, and really a robust infrastructure that is sufficient to support and augment the role that all of us caregivers play. AARP has been leading that charge for decades. And honestly, I'm so proud to use $12 to add a little fuel to that fire. Like, I feel like I'm late on this. I wish I had started in my
$12 just for the record, but
I will add another $12 and split my household membership.
You can
membership.
Just reimburse me
boy, bye.
For your membership. Okay. My final thought. I'm going to just run down some of the real quick benefits here that I think people might be able to identify with. Travel alone, no brainer. Go to the nightly rate for whatever your next vacation is, even if it's just one night. Take 10% off, and I'm pretty sure it pays for itself right there. Next thing, restaurants. Think mm-hmm. about places like Bonefish Grill, Carrabba's, Corner Bakery, Joe's Crab Shack, Danny's, Outback, Cinnabon, mm-hmm. Moe's, if you want to go there for lunch, McCormick and Schmick's, if you're feeling fancy and you want some steak. Same thing. Go to those restaurants. Think about every Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter lunch, all those different things, all those quick little visits at the mall. And you add all of that, take 5 to 10% off. I can assure you, you've saved more than $12 right there. So again, we don't use the term no brainer very often, but I think this is definitely one that qualifies. It is worth every single penny. And to Kirsten's point, you're not just benefiting yourself, you're benefiting all of the people in need out there and our aging population. So ARP it is.
ARP it is. ARP it up. Well, thank you for listening to another episode of the Rich and Regular podcast presented by Success. If you like what you heard, drop us 5 stars on the ARRP. That's the Apple's ratings and review page. And we will see y'all next week.